USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr faced some tough questions about the Mueller report from Senate Democrats. One issue that Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris pressed Barr on is whether he is recusing himself from the ongoing investigations that have spun off from the Mueller probe.
Have you consulted with the career DOJ ethics officials about the appropriateness of you being involved or recusing yourself from the 14 other investigations that have been referred out?
On what basis?
Conflict of interest. Clear conflict of interest.
What's my conflict of interest?
I think the American public has seen quite well that you are biased in this situation and you've not been objective.
Some Democrats have called on Barr to resign. The Attorney General has informed the House Judiciary Committee that he won't be appearing for their scheduled hearing on Thursday because he's opposed to being questioned by committee lawyers. This is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defects but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
A student in North Carolina has died a hero.
A tight-knit community in mourning at the University of North Carolina's Charlotte campus, packing a stadium from floor to ceiling, remembering two classmates killed in Tuesday's shooting, including 21-year-old Riley Howell, who's being hailed as a hero after he was killed in an act of selflessness.
Did exactly what we train people to do. You're either going to run, you're going to hide and shield, or you're going to take the fight to the assailant. Having no place to run and hide, he did the last.
Howell was shot point-blank trying to take down the shooter.
U.S.-backed opposition leader Juan Guaido had his supporters once again protesting in the streets of Venezuela. But President Nicolas Maduro remains in control of most of the military. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan.
People say there are, you know, all options are on the table. They literally are. But we work it as much diplomatically and economically to impose pressure.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A conservative news channel has won in the ratings again. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Fox News Channel, with another strong month in the ratings department, buoyed by the network's live coverage of the Mueller report findings, and more recently, by President Trump's rally in Wisconsin last Saturday night. Across all of cable TV, MSNBC remained the second most watched network in total day as in prime time, and it's touting its victories over CNN in total audience. As in April 2019, it was the 19th month in a row that MSNBC had beat CNN in total viewers during dayside, and the 27th consecutive month it beat CNN in prime time. It was the 26th month in a row that it finished ahead in total day viewers as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A jury has found Minneapolis police officer Mohammed Noor guilty on charges of third-degree murder and manslaughter for killing a woman who was approaching his vehicle a year ago. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Democratic Mayor Jacob Frey says now what matters is how the community responds.
Our city must come together, not for any single person, not for any single entity or organization, not for any reason beyond our love for each other and the values that hold us together.
Noor faces up to 15 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.